Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. Well, today is going to be a little bit different because we are going to, one thing, we're starting at 4:30, but at 5 o'clock is when we're going to have DJ L-Dub Under Construction on for his interview and also his dance mix. But I decided that I wanted to come on a little bit earlier and just talk to everyone and talk from my heart and talk from what God has given me to say to you. Also, before I get into that, we also will be having our family from Ghana call in and do a special blessing over the show. We like them to do this at least once a month. We care for our international listeners just like we care for our listeners that are here in the United States. And I want to thank all of them for their support and thank all of you for your support, for those who listen live and for those who listen later. Where do I begin? One of the things that God has been putting on my mind to open my mouth about is tithes. And tithes, contributions, and donations are usually the things that people do not like to talk about. For one thing, I know there's a conception out there for some people, not everyone, that the reason that you give to a church or a ministry is so that the minister can actually make money. And that's not so. We are a 501c3 religious organization. And actually all of our money goes to continuing our programs, continuing the radio show and the youth segment. We continue with the Christian life coaching with Minister Hovac, as well as continue with the regular radio show and the youth show. And we are going to be adding more services on. It also allows us to give the artists on the radio show free advertisement as well as free airtime. Costs absolutely nothing to enjoy the benefits of what we have at the ministry. I am dedicated as the presiding minister to continue to make everything free. And that's something that I stand up to the board against and stand up to everybody against, that this will continue to be free. I do not want this to become a paid service like we're now all buying water that God gave us for free. But just don't take my word for it, because there's a reason for paying your tithes. You know, now, tithes, when you think of that word, if you look it up in the Bible dictionary, is a measurement. A tithe is a tenth of whatever you have. And so God asks us to give a tithe, an offering, or a donation to whoever is giving you spiritual feeding, whoever is feeding your soul, whoever is uplifting you in the spirit. That's the person or the organization, I shouldn't say person, but the organization that you need to give to. Now, it could be us or it could be someone else, but I am encouraging all of the listeners that listen to this radio show to please start tithing, because let me tell you what's going to happen. In Malachi, third verse, the sixth chapter, it reads like this: "The Lord do not change. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees, and you have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do you rob me? How do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, a whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring in the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all of the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. What the Lord is saying is that we still need to be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when you give money to an organization, it's to do that. It's to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and keep it going. I personally, with this ministry, and I can share with you, I do not get paid one cent, and neither will I be getting paid anything as we collect more money. But what I will be doing is adding more programs on and adding more resources on for those who are maybe shut in and those who just like internet ministries to just come in and be fed. You know, that's what I want you to do. Come on in the kitchen and get fed. If you have any questions about this subject, about this touchy subject, because I know things are bad out there for a lot of people. Working people don't have money. You know, when you're working and you don't have money, there's something going on with the world system. But I want you to get into God's system. And those God system says, if you put your money into me and put your stock into me, then I will open the floodgates of heaven and pour out one blessing. He didn't say several. He said one. One blessing so big that you will not be able to hold it. That's a huge blessing coming from the Lord Almighty. That's something he not only says that he would do, he turned around and said, test me on it. So if you want to test and see how much God can open up doors for your life and bless you, start tithing. Start giving. Start making sure that there's meat in his house so that his word can continue to prosper. All right, we're going to listen to Society Heals music right now with God's Grace is Sufficient, and I'll be right back after that. Thank you so much for letting me put that in your ear. Yes, yes, yes. That was God's Grace is Sufficient by Society Hill Music. And if you want to touch them, they actually have a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Society Hill Music. And actually, if you want to ever get in contact with any of our guests or artists that ever was on the radio show, all you have to do is go to www.sistapoochie.com. So SistapoochieE.com, and there will be a roster of everyone who was there. Most of the artists have more than one contact, and I encourage you, if you like an artist, just send them a kind note and let them know how their music has touched them. This is original work that people are doing, and a kind word goes a long way. It really does. Okay, time to go to the phone and see who's there. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon and God bless. How are you doing? This is Lloyd.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing well. You called it. I just sent you a message. Everyone, introduce yourself again.
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon. God bless everybody. This is DJ L. Dove, a.k.a. Lloyd Wharton is my actual name. I'm just calling in to, one, to share support, and I just thank God for the opportunity.
Okay, I'm glad you're thanking God for the opportunity. One of the things I decided to do was start the show a half an hour early because there were some things that I wanted to tell the listeners from my heart. And so we're still scheduled for 5 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock my time, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And I want us to get off that schedule. But I will take your support. I will take your blessing. And this is wonderful because we get to touch and agree before the show. Now, that don't happen much.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So I would look forward to you calling back in about 15 minutes, and I'm going to go and continue with this part of the show.
Amen. Thank you. God
okay.
bless.
Okay. So, God bless. All right. That is DJ L. Dove, Lord Wellington, who's going to be interviewed, as well as we have such a wonderful mix. I can't tell you how good this mix is. I can't. You know, when you start talking about something and you start stumbling, you know that it is something that was definitely given by the Spirit of God to give to you. So we're going to have about a 25-minute mix with him, as well as we're going to talk to the man behind the beats and get the true story of who he is and why he does what he does. Okay, for right now, I'm going to play another song, and this is called... Excuse me, Can You Get the Message? Again, by and you know what? I'm gonna play Jesus Can You Help Me Now? Because there's so many people who are out there that need a song like this. This is Jesus Can You Help Me Now by Amos. Catherine Kendrick, who's been on the show, is doing the backup with this. But, you know, when we get into hard times, when we get into crunches, we have to really lean on the Bible and go to our Lord and Savior and just say to him, can you help me? He said, ask and it will be given unto you. Knock and the door will be open. Seek and you shall find. And he meant every word of it. So this is Jesus, Can You Help Me Now by Amos.
I remember when I was wild.
No longer do we have to feel alone because our Lord and Savior gave us his one and only Son so that he not only died for our sins, but he's the great comforter in the form of the Holy Spirit that comes down. And whenever we need help, directions about anything, before you do anything, pray. Before you make any decision, take it to our Savior, and he will order your steps. He will lead you in the right way. He would tell you whether something is good or whether something is bad, whether something is shady, whether something, you know, anything done in the dark will come to the light. I know a lot of people have heard that saying. All right, but we're going to keep on going. I'm going to play How Can I Keep From Singing by Catherine Kendricks, because what this is all about is not about just talking about tithes and offerings and donations for the ministry. It's also about uplifting and having a good time on Saturday, just praising and worshiping the Lord. That's what the bottom line is all about. So we're going to get into this because pretty soon DJ L-Dub is going to be on Under Construction, Mr. Lloyd Wellington. All right, here we go. How Can I Keep From Singing by Catherine Kendricks.
My life. Thank you.
Now when you hear the goodness of the Lord, how can you keep from singing? All right, that was Catherine Kendrick with How Can You Keep From Singing. If you want to reach her or Amos, you can reach them at the ministry's email address, which is sistapoochie@sistapoochie.com. That's sistapoochie.com. At sistapoochie. sistapoochie@sistapoochie.com. All right, everyone. I also encourage you to go to every Tuesday night, we have Bible study with Elder Faye. Got to do the weekly announcement. We have Bible study with Elder Faye from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Every month, starting the 9th of July, I will be doing one sermon per month on the Master's Groove. So keep lookout at all your social medias for that. And also, next weekend, the youth are taking over the studio again with our hostess, Shining Star, and our DJ, DJ Shaheem, and they are going to, she's going to be interviewing with him, and he's going to bring his special bricks. They're going to bring down the house, as they say they always do. And we love our youth, and we appreciate all the work that they have. You know, a young person with that much love in the heart for Christ is just something that will bring a tear to your eye. Now, again, before DJ L-Dub calls back in, I'm going to give you the reading for the week. I want you to first ask God for wisdom. Second, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal things that you do not understand. Fourth, I'm going to put a challenge out there, is that if everyone who listens to this radio show, anyone who gets anything out of this ministry whatsoever that fills your heart, I am challenging you to make a $2 contribution. Just $2, okay? You can't even buy a sandwich with $2. But I want to show you something. It is not just to collect the money. It's to show you that the truth of what God has said. And I'm going to read it again in Malachi, 3rd chapter, 6th verse, and it's about robbing God. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees. You have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return to you? Well, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. And then all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. And that goes from Malachi 6 all the way to Malachi 12th chapter. And again, it talks about what God is saying about what he expects from us. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and before Christ came on the scene, and God did give us a way out, really a way back in to the Garden of Eden with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So there's still some things that he wants us to do, and I wanted to just have a serious talk with you about that. Thank you very much for listening. Again, I put that challenge out there. You could donate at the ministry's website, www.sistapoochie.com. That's sistapoochie.com. All of those donations are with a credit card or a debit card. It's very secure and encrypted and is processed by PayPal. We also have an address, P.O. Box, that you can also send your donations into as well. So any way you get it to us, try to get it to us, because we really want to continue to offer everything for free. We don't want to start charging people, because the Word of God, to me, will always be free as long as I'm Sister Poochie. All right. Okay. All right. We're going to get ready to get the show started. And he is right on time, just like always. Okay, DJ L Dub, right on time. Hello?
Good afternoon, hello?
You are right on time.
Amen, God bless. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am doing so good. My heart is filled with joy. My spirit is high. And you can't ask for more than that.
God is good. I bless us with another day. Just excited to do another thing for his work.
Yeah, exactly. We are kingdom building, and I'm so glad you came into work today. So we're going to get things started out here because I've been so curious about one thing. Under construction, what does that mean?
Oh, wow. Well, it was funny because I was just sitting one day and I was going through, which, by the way, I had the opportunity to do a show in the master's group for Brother Rico Flores. But under construction came about. It was really, God was telling me, well, we're being rebuilt and renewed daily. And, you have to, whatever situation you're going through, circumstance you've been through, you're being built. It's all for your good. God loves us. He loves us so much that he gave us a son, and we don't have to wallow in sin, or we don't have to wallow in defeat. And
right.
One way to do that is through music, to be an encouragement. And so that's one of the things that God had told me to do is to, not to, we like to say we build you, we're here to build you up, not tear you down. Basically, just to give you an encouraging word or encouraging, music to just lift you up so you don't have to feel depressed.
Absolutely, and alone, because, when we do whatever we do, it's the Christ in us that's doing it. And so that's one of the wonderful things, and I do feel that whenever I listen to one of your mixes, I have listened to your show, everybody, that's the Masters Group, www.themastersgroup.com. And what day are you on? Monday?
Mondays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Right after me, exactly. And I'm going to be doing it once a month, but that doesn't mean everybody needs to listen once a month. Everybody go support DJ L Dub way before that. Make sure we're supporting each other in our endeavors. How long have you been a DJ, and have you always been a Christian DJ?
Wow. I've been DJing, I would say for up to 17 to 20 years. Christian-wise, maybe within the past 4 or 5 years. And actually, to tell you the truth, there was a period that I was really depressed because the music that was out there, I was convicted when I rededicated back in 2000. In 2001, I was even playing for the church, but the music selection, wasn't palatable to what they wanted in the church. And so
right. It
came a period where what can I play? Because I'm from Chicago, by the way. I love house music.
Yay, Chicago.
Love my hometown.
Yes.
Where can you play? What can you play? So I actually had to learn how to play other genres. And so, yes, I'm a Christian. And, yes, I DJ. And because for the support, I don't just limit myself to that because God told me to be, an inspiration to other people through other genres as well. The key thing is to keep it clean. But I am a Christian, and God loves me, and he wants me to be an encouragement towards others. And through music, through inspirational music and, gospel house music, just seems to be what he has called me to do in this season, and it's what I love.
Absolutely. Amen to that. It's such a joy. Of course, coming from Chicago and listening when I wasn't convicted, when I wasn't saved, when I was out in there in the world, any house. I mean, you found house music at any place that you went. That's what they were spinning at the dance clubs with house music. But then when I was born again and I dedicated my life to Christ, I said, uh-oh, I still like house music. What
right.
am I going to do? The ministry has been in existence for 3 years. And when I came up with the concept of the radio show, that was one of the things I would not bend on. I needed a 15-minute house, gospel house music dance break. And it took me 3 years to get DJ Frankie Vive, who's our resident DJ, and he introduced me to Frankie Vive. Shouts out to Frankie Vive. Okay. And he introduced me to all of you wonderful DJs. And this is why June is DJ month, because it's like, you know, you all have such a different style or such a different plan. How do you come up with the process at getting ready for a set when you're getting ready to play?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, I get inspired. Sometimes I'm going through something, you know, in that particular moment, and I have to, you know, sometimes you have to encourage yourself because, you know, maybe there's nobody to talk to at that moment, but you always can pray. God just leads me to, you know, whatever, you know, is sound, you know, is the sound at the time. Now, mind you, I play secular music as well, but I make sure it's inspirational and it has a message. And so during the course of a set, it's whatever I'm led to play and whatever, you know, but I want to play, what I have an idea, but what happens during the actual set is whatever I'm led to play. And
okay.
What I found is that there are times that people do give feedback, you know, during the show, and it's like, you know, okay, that hit me right where I was at the moment. And that was confirmation that, you know, that God was, you know, in the middle of that.
Yes, yes. And, you know, he does say make a joyful noise. All you saints. So, and it feels so right when you're listening to gospel/house/dance music, because depending on where you are in the United States or around the world, it's called different things. But you know, I appreciate that you take so much time and consideration that you actually have a message behind what you're doing.
Oh, I really am encouraged and inspired because, you know, believe it or not, I'm actually at times encouraging myself, you know, not to be selfish, but what you find is when God fills you up, he's actually filling you up to fill somebody else up as well. And so in the middle of the song, you know, there could be something that, you know, that somebody's going through and you can somewhat discern that, okay, this is maybe a challenge for somebody in this particular area. Okay, play that song, you know, or this, you know, it's almost like you're being led to play particular, you know, beats, and it could even be you don't play that full track. You just play something that's gonna, you know, it's gonna spark, you know, the interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pick the interest, and then you drive it home with you know that track that answers the solution. You know, and it may not always in it.
Well, you know, no, I was touching and agreeing with you again, because both of us, and I know everyone, all the DJs that I've spoken to so far, are led by the Spirit. And so you can't have a plan when you're led by the Spirit. You know, he will tell you, no, play this. No, play this now. Play this now, because you never know who out there just needs a half a word. Not the whole word, just a half a word to be re-encouraged. You know, and I think you do a wonderful job in doing this. I got to listen to the mix
every once.
So I know how good it's going to be. I won't make you guys wait for a little bit longer, though. Okay, do you have any particular places besides the Masters Groove, which is a wonderful? Rico Flores has done a wonderful job gathering like-minded DJs for the Masters Groove. But do you do any spinning anywhere else at events or?
Gospel-wise, actually, no, because it's really, I don't know, it's a little bit of a challenge because I live in the D.C. area now, and mostly out here is the go-go and the R&B and so forth. And so I do events like weddings and whatever. And so I really don't get to play the gospel house or even house for that matter. So, I do personal events. But online, this is sort of my venue, my release, so to speak, every Monday or, you know, whenever else I get a chance to be able to play. And so one site by Brother DJ D. Real and Brother Gary of the Way, out there in New Jersey, they actually had the opportunity to play and submit a mix for them at WFDU.FM. And I thought it was pretty cool to be able, you know, just God was opening doors, you know, even up until this moment, and just, you know, to be able to share. You don't have to be the greatest name out there. You just have to be willing to be used of God, to be available, and God will use you. You know,
amen.
You never know who's listening, even at this moment, who may be inspired. Because I even remember one brother who said, man, I can never do what you're doing. I'm not good enough. You're only as good as you believe. You know, God will use you. You know, the best laid plans to be able to do a particular mix or do a thing, for that matter, and God will change that thing up because it may just be the thing that's going to speak to a need or speak to a situation or circumstance. You know, God will use you if you just be obedient and willing to be used.
Amen. Amen. Now that, you know. And he uses us in such different ways. That's why he said, I formed you in your mother's womb. And at that moment, he knew exactly what he was going to do with you in your life. And it's just really whether we accept the calling or not. I ran for my calling. That's not unusual for people to run for their calling. Did you have a chance that you ran from your calling at all? When it came to gospel, dance, house mix.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm still figuring it out. You know, just still trusting God for God leading. You know, because I didn't know. I know for years that there was even such thing as gospel house, and so I'm still learning. Like the artists, you know, people that, you know, drop names like the Kenny Bobians and the Minister Steves, and even Brother Rich Williams, who has his wife August. You know, I'm learning these names. You know, some of these people have been out doing things for a long time. I'm still learning the process when it comes to the artists and the music. But the one thing I do know is I know beats, I know structures, I know what will go with what. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's saying, keep on pressing on versus, Jesus keep on moving, it's the tracks are similar. The tracks are hard hitting and they drive the point home. The message is what is going to, draw the people.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I really think, in my personal belief, that this is going to catch on, even sooner. 3 years ago, I didn't, besides my own personal enjoyment of it, I was so persistent of having this on the show. As I was telling DJ Frankie Vibe, I said I don't know how to mix. Okay. I would tell you right now, I don't know how to mix at all. I would play one song that just had different, highs and lows in it. And I did that for about 2 years. And then I got blessed with a DJ to take it on and bring it to the caliber that it is. But it is a genre of music that I think speaks to more people because of the beat, because of, you can sublimely be getting messages from Christ without even thinking about it. I think if you, you're not thinking about it. You could be on a dance floor and you could change a song up and they're not going to stop dancing if the beat is still good. But all of a sudden, they're going to have a conscious music. It's going to be more a different consciousness that they go into. So where do you see yourself, 5 years from now?
5 years from now. Let me start from 5 years ago. I know God brought me from a long way of just running the streets, running and just running to the club and playing whatever and doing whatever, to now he's building, renewing my mind, renewing my spirit, just have blessed me immensely with a family, with a ministry, so to speak, with this music, with DJing. In the future, I see production. I see being able to do video. One time is the thing that I'm praying, that God, give me wisdom and understanding what to involve myself with and not, but to learn, video production as well as audio productions and just being able to put out tracks to be able to inspire people. Brother Frankie Vibe is my mentor. Brother Marcus Wade is my mentor and friend. Both brothers and friends, they inspire and motivate me. I even have another brother named George Thompson who encourages me along the way as well. You know, we're all in this thing. You know, there's many people I can name, can continue to name, you know, minister,
right.
What's the guy's, a minister, Cliff Jones out of
yes.
California.
Yes.
He's the one who actually gave me an opportunity even just to help with their show. And, you know, God kept opening doors, and I see him moving. And music, DJing gospel house music, or just even just music in general, just to inspire and to motivate the masses, I see myself going a long way with that and just being able to motivate and help others and how they can do it. You know, just we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And there's nothing that's impossible to one who believes.
And
I would have never thought I'm doing what I'm doing today, even 5 years ago.
Right.
And so I can almost imagine, you know, just exploding and opening more doors and giving more, you know, blessings to bless others in the future. It's just a matter of just trusting.
Yes, and that's wonderful advice, and that was my next question, what advice you can give people who want to get into this, and that is learn your skill and trust God.
Yes.
That boils it down. Learn your skill and trust God.
All it takes just to, you know, just to get in there and you know, learn what it is. You know, you're not going to be, you know, the Frankie Cutlasses, you know, or DJ Kid Capri's, you know, right off the bat, you know, just you know,
right.
because you got equipment. It takes, you know, anything, you know, with a trade, with anything.
Yes.
You got to own it. You got to train. You got to want it bad enough. I know when growing up in Chicago, we used to listen to the WBMXs and the 107 point, you know, the WDCIs and WKKCs, you know, coming
yes,
up.
Yes,
and
yes.
Like, man, I would love to do that. I would love to DJ.
And look
those
at you
songs.
Now.
and you know, and that's God. That is nothing but God, because I would have never have thought back then that I would be doing what I'm doing today.
Okay.
And you know, and now especially with, you know, with us being, I'm sorry, with us being on the internet, you're inspiring the masses internationally, not just locally.
Internationally, exactly. Internationally, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's a wonderful thing. But you know, it is time for your dance break. I can't make them wait any longer.
Again, thank you very much for
the opportunity. You're welcome. Okay, the two things I have to say to you. One, welcome to the family. And two, don't let this be the last time I get a mix from you, because I will play it. Okay? So all you have to do is, give it to me and we'll play it. Everyone, get up. This is the time to get up and rejoice, Lord, like David did. Dance around, shout and praise. Don't sit down. Get up. And actually, let the Lord know how much you love him. And here is Under Construction, L-Dub, DJ L-Dub. Okay, and I'll talk to you later, my dear. You have a
blessed
day. All
Thank
right.
you, too. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. A lovely day. impossible to be when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at
Didn't I tell you? It's an awesome mix. Hold on for a moment. Let's get him back on the phone. Excuse me, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, good, good,
that
good.
That was outstanding.
Thank you.
I was jamming over here. You know, I can't jam too much because of my health. I was, whatever I could move, I was moving it.
I'm excited. I didn't know what direction, again, I don't know what direction I was going to go in, but, you know, God, I didn't know. And just the one thing, you know, when you're serving God is just, you know, just being willing to be used by him and just trust that he has the end result.
Yes, exactly. And I know you when we first started talking about this, you even asked me what direction you wanted to go in. And I'm a firm believer, it's, you know, we can plan all we want to, but, you know, the Holy Spirit will change everything. stop planning.
Right.
and what you produce was, you know, what you did for me with the mix, it took me to a nice little journey. Because I always say there's a message behind this, about behind the mixes. And the message that I get behind this was knowing who you are in God, knowing who you are in Christ, and not letting anyone get you down. Is that where you were going?
Well, yeah, and then in addition to that is to be encouraged. Just be encouraged that, you know, no matter where you find yourself, whether the past, present, or future, God is in control. You know, he knows, you know, the beginning. He knows the end from the beginning. You know, don't feel down because people have a way of judging you, prejudging you off their expectations. But if he knows what he has for you. So just know that we all have a purpose. And so within that purpose, you know, we can be rest assured that God is going to see it through.
Amen. Amen to that. He he's faithful to see us through, too. And that's one of the things I always tell people, you know, he doesn't change. We change. The word for the day, which I put out before, I don't know if you got the chance to hear it, was on tithing and tithes and offering. And you heard it. So, as he said, even in those scriptures, he said, I don't change. It's you who's tripping.
Right.
I don't change. Hey, you know,
this is getting all funny and acting, trying to do a new thing. So I didn't change. You follow what I'm doing. I'm not following what you're doing.
Exactly. I don't need a co-pilot or anything, a GPS system or any. You know, I just say it. I'm keeping it real with Sister Poochie. That's how I talk. God is just saying, you know, just get in the back, kick back. You know, and let the Lord and Savior guide your life. And when I start doing that, I found life was much easier.
Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, it's just much, much easier. And I want to let you know, you have an anointed sound. You have an anointed gift that you have. When I first listened to the mix, my spirit quickened. And it was because it was spirit within it. Spirit knows spirit. And it wasn't you that we were listening to. It was actually Christ through you that we were listening to. And so that's why I told everyone that, you know, this mix is going to be, you know, out of sight. And I want to encourage you to just continue to polish this craft because, you know, young DJs are going to need to know how to begin. And, you know, we have our listening base runs from, you know, 17 to 73. So, and you know, they're actually getting used to that gospel house mix. You know, they're like, when are we going to hear that house thing again where y'all, you know, play?
Shake a leg.
Yeah, shake a leg.
Throw a hand up.
Something. But they remember that that's pleasing to the Lord. And that's just why I try to tell everybody, you know, the dance music is not just for us to have fun. But God is having, when he sees his children rejoicing in him, he's just spinning around on his throne. It's like, this is exactly why I created you, to do nothing but give praise to me. That's
right.
Right.
And when, you know, in the middle of any situation, and you continue to praise, you know, he's right there to see it through, to fix. He's already fixed it. We just have to go through the process.
Exactly. Have our steps ordered so we know where we're going. You know, sometimes we go around the block a couple of times, but that's one of the things I love about Christ, because he'll go get you and put you back in line. And
that's
if you get lost again, he'll go get you again. I have just a couple more seconds left on the show, and I just wanted to know if there's anything, any last words you would like to tell our audience before we depart.
Yes, first of all, Jesus is Lord, and I just thank him for the opportunity for giving me salvation. He can give you salvation as well if you trust and believe and just confess him. I thank my wife for being by my side, Annette Wharton, and all the people who encouraged me and motivated me throughout the years, and that hold on, because God is not done yet.
That's right. Under construction.
Under construction.
We're all under construction. Well, my brother, thank you so much. And I know once you're on the show, you're part of the family. So welcome to the family. And I'll be
thank
bugging you.
So,
Yeah, I'll be fucking you. Like, I need a mix. Send me a mix, okay?
Like when you say, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, let's go. Here we go. But, you know, DJ Frankie Byte is our resident DJ, and he has been so gracious. You know, he just, like, I don't care. You know, I don't need to mix it every week. Go ahead and give everybody else a chance. And so I thank him also for having that open. Yes.
No, I said, thank God for him as well. Just, you know,
absolutely.
Awesome brother. Humble heart.
Yes.
Powerful brother.
Him and his wife. I call them the dynamic duo because Minister Hovek has an episode on our radio show also called Yes, exactly. So, you know, we got the dynamic duo doing it up for us over here, and I'm just so blessed for meeting you through him, and just so blessed for meeting the other saints as we continue to kingdom build. And with that, my brother, I am going to say you have a blessed day, blessings to your family, and may God continue to bless all your efforts.
Thank you. You as well. I thank you, and God bless all the listeners who are live and in the archive. May God bless you.
All right.
You abundantly.
Okay. Thank you very much. I accept that over my life. Peace.
Peace.
Okay. All right, everybody. The show is not over. We're going to go back to the reading of the week, and this is not something that is to be scary, or this is not something that is to frighten you or guilt you. I'm just giving you the word of God as God has given it to me. And one of the things he wanted me to speak on was tithes and offerings. And one of the reasons that they're so important, they're important to our ministry also, is because we don't charge anyone for any of the advertisement. We don't charge anyone for anything. But it does cost to put on the radio show, and it costs to put on the Bible study, and it costs to do all the things that we're doing. And we need your help, and that's why I'm coming to you. Strictly because we need it, and God said, this is now the time to open my mouth so he can touch one of your hearts to actually donate. And I said, we're having a $2 challenge. You can't, $2, that's it. If you can give more, beautiful. If you can give a dollar, wonderful. But it's a $2 challenge that I'm going to give to you. And after I read this third chapter, sixth verse again, six verses we're going to start in, and it's about robbing God. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees, and you have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how will we rob you? In tithes and offerings, you're under a curse, the whole nation of you. Because of you are robbing me, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing that you will not have enough room for. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. He's saying that I need you to help everyone continue to spread the gospel of Christ. It is not for the ministry to have a lot of money. We're not for profit. It's not for the minister or to have a lot of money. I don't even get a salary. It is for the kingdom building that we have to do. It's for making sure we can have more programs on, to making sure we can feed the people of God. We have to remember that Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? And he said, then take care of my sheep. And do you love me, Peter? And Peter said, yes. He said, then feed my people. Do you love me, Peter? And he went on and on because he wants us to show him his love, the love that we have for him by how we treat each other. So, again, I want to put that out there. If you go to the main website at www.sistapucci.com, that's SISTAPOOCHIE, you can donate by credit card or debit card. It's all secure. is processed through PayPal. And if you don't want to use your credit card or debit card, there's a P.O. box there that's listed for you to actually mail in your contributions, donations, or tithes. Everyone, I've had a wonderful time. And, again, I'm so blessed to have the artists on the shows that we do have on the show. And I hope you were blessed, too. And don't forget, one blessing. I just got to go back to that because the Spirit told me. He said, I'm going to pour out one blessing if you test him on tithing. So I challenge you, test them on tidy and see what happens. All right, everybody, I want to see you next week. The youth are taking over the studio, and they're going to come wild and loud, but they're going to be coming, you know, Youth for Christ, loving the Lord with all their heart. Our hostess, Shining Star, will be interviewing our youth DJ, DJ Shaheen, and I look forward to that. Everyone, please tune in and support the youth because they are our future, and if we raise them up right, we won't have anything to worry about. All right, we're going to cut the show a couple of minutes short, but that's okay, and we're going to roll out of here like we always do with How Great Thou Art with Society Hill Music, and you can find them on Facebook as also the Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace and blessings. And I'm out.